We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Prunella Scales in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And I'm pleased to welcome back to the show, most courageously, Prunella Scales. She's come once again to try and pit her wits against these three devastating, passionate players. And the assignment players of the game. Anyway, well, good luck, Prunella. I'm sure you're going to do jolly well. And once again, I'm going to ask them each to speak on some unlikely subject that they can without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points. And of course, they're challenged, and I agree with the challenge, they will not gain points. That is how we play, that is how we score. And Clement Freud, will you begin? And can you start this week on astronomy? 60 seconds now.
Ideally, to study and practice astronomy, you need a dark...
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged very rapidly. Why?
A deviation. You cannot ideally study anything, let alone astronomy. It is rubbish.
But you know, I think you ideally can do something.
If you were, you wouldn't be a human being, would you? Would you? You should be ideal. No human being is. That's blood rubbish.
I know, but it's according to your... It's according to your interpretation of the word. And some people's feelings may be that what they're doing is an ideal way of doing something. And so I disagree with the challenge, so Clement Freud gains a point, and he keeps the subject of astronomy. 55 seconds left, starting now.
A dark night, and many is the occasion on which I have nudged the housekeeper and taken out my telescope and said, oh ho, there is
there again, challenge.
I wish I hadn't. I thought he said oh oh, but he didn't. He said oh ho.
He said ho ho, didn't you?
Repetition. I wasn't going to, but I wasn't.
Oh ho. He was being very clever, setting himself up for as a target. And, well, what did you say, actually, Clement?
Oh ho.
Oh, yes.
Quite distinctly, without any ulterior motive.
Actually, the chairman did think as I did, you see.
So I did.
Oh, now it comes into the song. Oh ho, oh ho. His nose doth show how off the blackjack to his lips doth go.
Yeah.
That's right.
What do you think? I suppose we better get on, didn't we?
I don't, yes, but we enjoyed it anyway. Clement, you keep the subject. 47 seconds left for astronomy, starting now.
There is the plough, say I. It's the plough, responds the woman. No, no.
Yes. Derek, you challenge.
I suspect it wasn't yo-ho this time.
Your suspicions are correct. It was absolutely correct. So, two no's, gain you a point, Derek. You take over the subject, and there are 40 seconds left. Astronomy starting now.
My favourite place to study astronomy is standing on top of the Wallace Memorial outside Stirling. There I look up into the night at Orion's belt. Three beautiful stars gleaming, and I know that only the fiery smoke of 1,000 years that came before the birth of time.
Prunella Scales, you have challenged.
Deviation, it's a science. He's getting all romantic about it.
He's getting romantic, but you said it's a romance and a science.
Astronomy is a science. You
yes,
can't
I know.
Talk about a science like that.
Oh, I think you can be romantic about anything, really, Prunella. It was jolly well tried, but I'm afraid I do feel that he wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from astronomy. So however romantic he wants to get about it. So he gains another point, and there are 8 seconds left. Astronomy, Derek, starting now.
Because one has a rather jolly shape like a pan, and I always liked looking at that one when I was 7 and a half. My mummy used to show it to me and say...
Just to remind you that that whistle, which is so beautifully blown by Ian Messiter, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmo, who has a lead of 1 over Clement Freud at the end of the first round. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? Something that you've given plenty of in this particular game. Passion. So can you give us some more passion, or at least talk about passion, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, as St. Simeon passionately declared, all that we know of a man is his reputation, and as to his character, madam, only the all-knowing can be aware of that. How true this is, and with what motivation this so thrills the human frame that you might define the entire feeling as passion, and I possess it to a degree of intensity. Even now, I'm throbbing with it. People have actually said, look at him being fascinating. He's going, he's passionate.
Penelope Scales, you've challenged why?
Repetition, he's going, he is.
Yes, he is. It was very...
No, I said he's going, he is. That's not repetition, that's he is 1 minute, and it's he is the next.
Oh, let the audience be the judge. They're absolutely fair, always, the audience are.
Don't ask them!
I am going to ask them.
No, because you're quite right. You're the chairman. We will abide. Abide by your decision, my friend.
No, you have challenged my decision, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with Prunella's challenge, would you cheer, and if you disagree, would you boo, and you all do it together now.
Boo! Just a bad idea.
All right, so the audience have decided it. And there are 14 seconds left for you, Prunella, on passion, starting now.
Passion is totally foreign to the English mentality. The French understand it...
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Well, it's not foreign to my mentality, says DBA.
Well, I'm inclined to agree. It is not foreign to the English mentality. They may be less passionate than some races, but it's not
foreign.
Well,
she's speaking in a general sense, and she's quite right. We are not as passionate.
You just said you were frobbing with it. Yes.
But I am not English, my darling.
Welsh.
I am Welsh, you see.
Welsh.
Comedy seed, comedy feed, comedy ambith, you see.
Anyway, I agree with Derek's challenge, and he takes the subject of passion. There are 9 seconds left, Derek, starting now.
I have tremendous passion for butterfly collecting, and I go out with a lovely net on green meadows.
Phyllis Scales, why
this
the chance?
This is exactly what I meant. He can have a passion for butterfly collecting.
Yes.
But this is what I meant about it being foreign to the English temperament.
I don't think you established that.
Deviation to have a passion for butterfly collecting.
But yes, well, I mean, it is still passion. That is the subject on the card. He's not, strictly speaking, deviated from it, however much you think it may be devious to have a passion for butterflies. So the passion is still with you, Derek, and there are 3 seconds left, starting now.
I have a passion for nubile women with big thighs, and I love them.
Prunella, can I ask you, did Derek's last thought...
Yes, that was exactly what I meant.
Oh, good. Well, there we are. But Derek has increased his lead at the end of that round over all the others. And, Prunella, it's your turn to begin. The subject is why I want to play Lady Macbeth. I don't know whether you have ever felt you wanted to play it, but anyway, can you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
I have never played Lady Macbeth, but I've always wanted to because I think I'm absolutely ideal casting for it. When I was very young, I was convinced that I would grow up tall and dark and gaunt and ecstatically beautiful. I also thought I would grow up to be a man, but that didn't happen either.
Derek Nimmer's challenge, why?
Repetition of grow up.
Yes, that is right. So, Derek, you gain a point and you take over this subject. Why I want to play Lady Macbeth. Can you tell us why? And there are 44 seconds left, starting now.
I want to play Lady Macbeth because when I was a child, I always thought that I would grow up to be gaunt and beautiful. And
Kenneth Williams, why have you
tried? We've had all this before. We don't need to.
But I'm afraid you haven't had it from Derek. So, therefore, he gains another point for that. So, he can say it for the first time. 37 seconds left, Derek. Why I want to play Lady Macbeth starting now.
It'll be absolutely lovely to romp around those great long roads with blood all over your hands.
Deviation. Nobody ever played Lady Macbeth would romp around.
You haven't seen some of the people who have played Lady Macbeth.
She's not a romper.
You can't, in any sense.
A thunderer, but not a romper.
All right.
Deviating from the subject.
No, you're well in the lead. It's a questionable point of whether you're deviating from the subject or not, but I think there is some justification for the challenge, so I give it to you, Kenneth.
Thank you.
And there are 34 seconds left for why I want to play Lady Macbeth, starting now.
Why I want to play Lady Macbeth is because that's what Shakespeare wrote it for in the beginning. Ah, boy, and what more lovely specimen than what you see before you now. If I got up on the stage.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, he's not a boy, he's a dirty old man.
The audience obviously disagrees, despite how young you look. They entirely disagree with Derek's challenge. But obviously...
Put it to them.
Well, all right, I tell you what, we'll put it to the audience. Do you agree with Derek's challenge, ladies and gentlemen? If you do, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And you all do it together now. An absolute draw, so there we are. Kenneth keeps the subject, no points scored, and there are 21 seconds left for why I want to play Lady Macbeth, Kenneth, starting now.
And because I would say most beautifully, and Duncan's guard will I with wassail.
Prunella Scales, why for
hesitation.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Not quite. He got very close to it. I didn't quite know what he was talking about, but there was hesitation. So Kenneth gets a point, and there are 17 seconds left for Why I Want to Play Lady Macbeth, starting now.
And memory, the ward of the brain, shall be a fume, and the receipt of reason a limbeck only. Ah, what dialogue is there for a fine action?
Were you quoting from Macbeth?
Yes, she says, Duncan's guards will lie with wine and wassail, so convinced that memory, yes, the ward of the range, will be a fume, and the receipt of reason, a limbic only.
If you'd said it like that, we would have understood. There we are. So, Lady Macbeth gives you some points, Kenneth, and you have jumped ahead of Clement Freud at the end of that round. Clement, will you begin the next round? The subject is smoking in the kitchen. Yes, that makes you think, doesn't it? But can you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
When you see smoking in the kitchen, it's fairly obvious that something is burning. And depending on what you have, what saucepans are on the stove, what joints are in the oven...
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Prohibition one.
What sauce? What? Yes, but it's a bit unfair, isn't it? What?
Yeah,
well, I know, but if you challenge, I must be fair. It is quite correct. So, therefore, Derek, you take over the subject with another point, and there are 47 seconds left for smoking in the kitchen, starting now.
Smoking in the kitchen is particularly pleasant if you're lying on the floor with a large cigarette holder in your hand.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of in.
All right, then I'm going to give it back to Clement, and we're not going to start challenging any more after this on these small words, because otherwise the game will run to a grinding halt. So, Clement, you get the subject back, and there are 42 seconds left for smoking in the kitchen, starting now.
In what in kitchen can you smoke? You may well ask. What in the heaven's name?
Hesitation. Having been generous to him and given him the subject back, he thought he'd be very clever and try and get in as many whats and ins and ands as he could, and he hesitated. So, Derek, you get a point. The subject back, 33 seconds left. Smoking in the kitchen, starting now.
Smoking in the kitchen, I see. Call for the fire brigade, I shout. And the brigade arrives. In come my splendid men in their lovely uniforms with their big choppers in their hands. They smash down the door, open everything up to the wide world, and squirt away with their hoses. Water goes right over the flames, and everything begins to subside and drop gently down until once more that lovely place where the food is cooked is cool and dry again, and everyone is happy.
Well, Derek was speaking once again when the whistle went, so he gains a further point, increasing his lead at the end. In fact, he's now way out in the lead, and the other three are almost equal in second place. And by the way, there's a lovely sort of devious thought you had there, Derek. You said they came in, and then they broke the door down. But obviously...
Yes, my goodness, you're quite right, Nick.
Derek, it's your turn
to
begin
again.
Good
thing you're not all as sharp as you.
Oh, it's a good thing we're not all as sarcastic as you, Derek, isn't it? Reading under the bedclothes is the subject that Ian Mester's thought for you, Derek, so can you talk to us about it, starting now?
Well, the particular kind of bedclothes that I like to read under are an accumulation of nighties. I hang them up above my head, and then I snuggle down below them with a tiny lighted candle and a book.
Kenneth and his wife were challenged.
The aviation, he wouldn't be under there with a lighted candle, he would burn himself to death.
Yeah, you see, the awful thing is that probably you're absolutely correct in that sense. If he burned himself to death, it would he couldn't be reading under the bedclothes. But in talking about it, he's not actually deviating from the subject on the card.
He's getting to smoking in the kitchen.
So, while it's pretty close, I'm afraid I must be accurate about the subject on the card, which is reading under the bedclothes, which he was describing. And there are 45 seconds left for you, Derek, starting now.
Another variety of this particular pastime, of course, can be obtained if you get into your actual bed with sheets and blankets and perhaps an eiderdown above you and an electric torch in your hand. And there you can open a copy of Samuel Pepys.
Kenneth Williams, your chat.
Yes, hesitation.
Hesitation, I quite agree. Yes, he wasn't sure what he was going to open out of this picture, was he? Kenneth, You have the subject and you have the...
What is it, subject? What is it?
Oh, I'm just about to give it you. 29 seconds verse, though, reading under the bedclothes, starting now.
Well, this isn't something I do very often, but I have, I recall, one occasion down at where I was particularly frightened. And I was frightened.
Clement Freud challenge.
The repetition of frightened.
You say it beautifully, Clement. So you take over the subject, and there are 18 seconds left. Reading under the bedclothes, starting now.
Of course, you have to have bedclothes and a book. Otherwise, the whole idea of this pastime is...
Kenneth, why have you challenged?
The deviation has already been established. We're just going over old ground, all these bedclothes we've gone through until they're all rotten with crust.
I haven't seen Clement Freud's bedclothes. No, he hasn't had the subject before, and he's starting again, talking about the bedclothes and the other necessary things to have for reading. So I'm afraid he wasn't deviating from the subject. He keeps it. There are 13 seconds left, starting now.
1001 Nights would be a very suitable volume for reading under the...
Derek Nimmer, why do you try?
My mistake. Just give him a point. Reading, but the reading is part of the card. Repetition, I was going to say. Repetition of reading, but reading is part of the card.
You've taken your challenge back. I've never quite established if someone challenges incorrectly whether the person gets a point. I suppose he should, strictly speaking. So Clement gets another point, and there are 8 seconds left for reading under the bedclothes, starting now.
The chief defect of Henry King was chewing little bits of string.
Derek Nimmer, why have
you
chucked?
Well, he recites this wretched poem on every programme. Everyone knows. Yes, I mean, nothing can be more repetitive. The chief defects of Henry King. Every time we get anything, he doesn't know what to say. Fills in the gap. It's not in 1001 Nights. The only thing, you know, is very boring. It was pretty boring 3 years ago.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Prunella, you haven't said anything. Would you like to say something as well? They've all had about Henry King. Anything at all you feel about it? No, you wouldn't. I'm so sorry. So, anyway, the thing is, all you've done now, you know, Derek, is the fact you've drawn Clement's attention to bring it out. He'll bring it out even more. He'll bring it into smoking in the kitchen and everything. What were you challenging for after your long dissertation?
Well, a repetition of the chief of England. What will Henry King
do? Yes. But he could read that under his bedclothes, so it's not, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card.
No,
so he has another point, and there are 4 seconds left, starting now.
God made the evil grocer as a portent and a sign.
Kenneth Williams, wife of
Charles. Oh, it's nothing to do with reading under. He's just doing these quotes. It's nothing to do with reading
this
under
the bedclothes. This is, as I understand it, what he was reading under the bedclothes. So he has another point, 1 second left, starting...
He did say he's reading 1001 Nights, didn't he?
No.
Well, he might have a lot of books under the bedclothes.
No. In a library.
Prunella, you challenged. Why?
He misquoted.
What did he misquote?
It's God made the wicked grocer for a mystery and sign.
Ah!
Very good. Very good.
Ah!
And the country's free again, isn't it? As a free country, and she got up and she affirmed her freedom at the time.
He can't be misquoting, can he?
Exactly.
Chaps, I must point out some of the audience are leaving. I think.
All right then, leave. I hope your train goes.
I must point out to the listeners that somebody really has left. We hope it's for a train. And
no, she's livid.
Prunella's got a point, and there's 1 second left for you, Prunella, exactly, with reading under the bedclothes, starting now.
One of the reasons I'm not...
Well, Prunella Scales is speaking then with the whistle wencher. She gains very rapidly 2 points there, and she's now still in third place behind Clement Freud, and Derek still very definitely the leader. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? My fancy... Can you tell us what your fancy is?
They've chosen stinking subjects for me, haven't
they? I'm inclined to agree. You've had some stinking subjects this week. So anyway, now we'd like you to talk about my fancy, starting now.
My fancy is this particular poem, which runs white as a white sail on a dusky sea, when half the horizon's clouded and half free, fluttering between... Oh, I said half twice.
Going, even if you do. They might even be generous, even if they notice it. Clement
Freud. Not with these faces round here.
Clement's challenge came first.
Repetition of white.
Yes, indeed. He's gone right back to when you said white, white, right at the beginning.
Sorry.
So, you know, there are 46 seconds left for you, Clement. My fancy is starting now.
My fancy is Prunella Scales of the rumpustuous breast, the lugubrious...
I'm not coming. family here to listen to a load of filth. It's your family show, isn't it? But look how she's gone white.
She's white.
Yes, and somebody else has already left. And
also, her husband is sitting in the audience.
Yes, her husband's sitting in the audience.
So I agree with Kenneth Williams' challenge. We'll get straight on with the game.
Describe it.
I'm not going to be drawn any further. And say there are 40 seconds left for Kenneth Williams on My Fancy, starting now.
My fancy is generally for precision and neatness. I have been referred to as compact. And I think you will all agree that that verdict is not mispronounced. And lean down and give the wee green man a bowl of milk. That's my fancy this week. And I'll put 2 bob each way on Lady Bluebird. And hope to win the national sweepstake at some future date. But of course my fancy could go for Angelica and silver balls on top of icy.
Say, can't this fancy that? But your fancy managed to bring you well back from the fourth position to a very definite third position, but still Derek Nimmo's in the lead. Prunella, will you begin the next round? The subject is magic. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
After a particularly virulent row last week with my husband, he said, darling, where's the magic? And I realised...
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
I beg your pardon?
Hesitation.
I disagree.
Sorry.
Yes. Prunella has another point, and there are 57 seconds left for magic, Prunella, starting now.
And I realise that indeed I haven't...
Derek, never you challenge.
Repetition of realise.
Yes, I know. It's rotten, because when she has to start again, she's not being spared to the game. Oh, she starts off with a phrase that she left off with.
I didn't realise you couldn't.
I'm afraid you can't, Prunella, so stick to the rules. So Derek gets a point. 56 seconds for magic, Derek, starting now.
Merlin was a great practitioner of this art, and how I like going to the cinema or reading children's books and learning about this remarkable man who joined up with Arthur and his old round table and all those lovely nights.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation, Merlin did not join up with Arthur at all.
What happened to him?
Because he didn't join up with him. I mean, he discovered him. He didn't join up with him.
No, he wasn't in the sense, yeah, join
conscription
up.
Conscription wasn't even in him.
No. Precisely.
No, he just associated himself with him.
He discovered him in the box.
Yes, there we are.
Floating.
Kenneth, all right, you have the point and the subject. 39 seconds for magic, starting now.
Indeed, it was put to me quite recently that only this degree in any kind of belief holds, so to speak, the imperative. As long as people believe, shall we say, in the nature of a miracle.
Prunella Scales, your challenge, why?
Well, deviation, he hasn't mentioned magic yet.
He hasn't mentioned magic. He's trying to describe it, but it's sounding very devious, I must say.
I said it's this element in a belief which makes it imperative.
Oh, I see. Well,
which
all right.
Anyone would realize meant magic.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't. It is Kenneth's interpretation of magic, which we will accept. Therefore, Kenneth, you keep the subject, and there are 21 seconds left, starting now.
A lot of people would say it's almost magical, the experience I have when I contemplate the infinite. Oh, I feel a sudden emotion, and it would seem that an act of magic is taking place. This occurs when I walk on in the crowd.
That was Kenneth's strange and perhaps to some people devious idea of magic, but he's entitled to his own interpretation of the word, so he kept the subject, he gained an extra point for speaking when the whistle went,
and I won.
Not quite, Kenneth, no.
Well, who's won?
Well, I'll tell you who's won now, because I'm afraid we have no more time for this particular game. Prunella Scales, coming back to the game after a long absence, did jolly well. She got a lot of points and she was just in fourth place, but you were all quite a way behind this week's winner, Derek Nimmer. You have enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.